Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, let me tell you what happened last night. I left the studio roundabout. We do a debrief afterwards. I mean, this is getting into some of the nitty-gritties, but we left here round about 6:30. On my way home, I stop and there's a huge diversion, and it covers about 3 blocks, and there's this crash, and I'm thinking, this is too terrible. But strangely enough, there's no flashing lights, but the whole road has been closed off with tape, security tape, but it's not police tape, and it's not that red and white tape, and I'm thinking, what is going on?
So you couldn't get through? Yeah, you
couldn't get
stop.
Through, nobody could get through, everybody had to take a dive, you know, be diverted, the traffic could be diverted, and because of the intersection, it's the convergence of 3 different roads, so all 3 of those routes had to be diverted.
Okay.
This is a big inconvenience for many people.
Right.
I'm thinking, I need to go and see what happens. Mm-hmm. It's a block away from the radio station. And I stop, and what had happened was this, and I speak to the security, I said, what happened? He said, no, there was a collision. I said, well, why is the road closed off? He said, no, it happened at 2:30 this afternoon. This is 4 hours later.
Wow.
3 of the occupants refused, well, 2 of the occupants refused to move their cars because they wanted JMPD to come. They wanted a police presence. Mm. It wasn't enough for the traffic, you know, the tow truck guy.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted somebody official there.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, you know, we're a radio station. Maybe I can help.
Sorry, you said this happened at 2:30.
It happened 6:30 in the afternoon. I passed there
and
at 6:30.
This is now 6:30. Yeah. So it's 4 hours later.
Yeah. Right. So I call up David Tembe, Councillor David Tembe, not answering the phone. All the different numbers of the contact people that we have, I'm calling to try and find out where the JMPD is. Eventually, I find out from one of the occupants of the car, they called JMPD. They were told that there are 2 vehicles that cover that ward, and they're currently on
parade. No ways.
And so I had to go and mediate to try and get people to allow the tow trucks to come and clear the road, which is exactly what happened, and I left the scene at about 7:30.
That is just crazy.
So why am I doing JMPD work?
So only 2 vehicles allocated to the ward. Those 2 vehicles are busy at a parade, so there's no backup plan.
We can speculate as much as we want.
We can ask
but you know what? There's the man to ask, and joining us right now is Zolani Fihla, who is the spokesperson for the JMPD. I told you it wasn't going to be the last time we spoke, because you were so good last time. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. You heard the story?
Yes, yes.
Crazy, right?
Yes, it is. It is, and it's extremely frustrating. From what I heard, it's extremely frustrating.
Where are the JMPD? I cannot remember the last time I saw a JMPD vehicle.
No, the JMPD are around. They most definitely work within the city of Johannesburg. So they are our officers who are posted in wards, as you said, and within different regions. Within the city.
What about the suburbs? If there's a crash,
mm-hmm.
is it not part of their job that they have to be there?
Yes, no. Part of our mandate is actually traffic management, and attending to traffic accidents is part of that. That's correct.
How is it that they were told last night, and it was not just one person who phoned, there were a number of people. The tow truck drivers had called, not one JMPD vehicle arrived at the scene. Like, eventually, I had to do the negotiation to try and get the vehicles removed and say, you know, I will be a witness if you need me to be a witness because I heard and whatever. You know, it wasn't my job. That's not my mandate. Right? So where are the JMPD?
That's true. And what at time did they call? Did they call directly to the call center number?
Yes, from 2:30 yesterday afternoon. I arrived on scene at 6:30, and the vehicle, no JMPD had arrived. They had been called by CAP, which is the Community Active Patrol, which is the local community policing. They had been called by all the different, by the tow truck people. These are people who know who to call.
Yeah.
What do we do, Zolani? I mean, can we file a complaint? What do we do? Is it going to help?
A complaint can be filed and actually check if there are reference numbers to those calls and what were officers doing between that time. But as you said, our mandate is to attend to accident scenes and most importantly is to gather preliminary information of what had just happened before that accident. And officers need to ensure that the scene is secure. And as you said, that they were not there. And by making that's important to make sure that those secondary accidents that are happening and also to divert traffic and alleviate congestions within those areas.
Yeah, it just feels like everything is breaking when the people who are supposed to be enforcing laws and bylaws are mm-hmm. not around and absent. It's not reassuring, Zolani.
So, yeah,
absolutely. Zolani, it's Gary here. Zolani, a question. So JMPD, whose mandate it is obviously with traffic, right, and traffic incidents, etc. But legally, we've still got SAP and we've got the National Police and things. Would they not pick up? Are they not also responsible in the scene of an accident to attend?
It's true. Every commissioned, let me say, every officer, and that's either Metro Police, SAPS, or from the traffic department. Whoever arrives at the scene first is responsible of taking that accident. So it's not only just the JMPD's responsibility. So whichever officer arrives at the scene is called and is responsible for actually recording that accident. But we find that within the city of Johannesburg and within specific areas off the national roads and provincial roads, within the municipal roads, JMPD has the utmost responsibility of actually attending to those accidents.
So what do we do as civil society in a case like this? Because they really weren't there, and there obviously might be implications for... I didn't see the accident, so I can't testify to that. But I can talk about the aftermath, what people said to me. What do we do? Who do we complain to? How do we fix this? How do we find out who our two JMPD officers are for this ward? Is that true, by the way, that each ward has two officers or two vehicles?
Yes, what I can say is that within our department, officers are allocated to a cluster, and a cluster is a group of either three to four wards which are put in together. We find that officers do work in shifts, and within those shifts, we normally have between 9 to 10 officers. So if we do calculate, let's say we have three wards and 9 officers, then it'll be 3 officers per ward. And it's either there'll be either 1 vehicle or 2 vehicles which are monitoring that ward. As I said with our last conversation, that we are struggling with manpower.
Yeah.
I know there was a ward-based deployment that was introduced in the city of Johannesburg. And that is still a bit difficult on JMPD's side, because with that strategy, we're meant to have 10 officers per ward. But due to the lack of manpower, that is not possible. So we at least try to have at least 10 officers within a cluster.
Would JMPD be open to working with local security companies that, you know, perhaps there's a way that security officers from local companies, maybe community organizations, can train up so that in a case where JMPD does not arrive, that a call can be made to that community policing forum? They can come, they can take the statement, and they are almost deputized to fill in that gap until the manpower issues at JMPD are sorted out.
That would be extremely great. I can say that at the present moment, we are working a lot with private security companies and other stakeholders within the city and the province. But I think when it comes to laws of actually taking accidents and who is actually recording the accident, that lies on a provincial and national level. But if maybe it is taken up on that level, to see how community groups or community policing forums can actually also help, because what I can say is that the forums and these groups are within those areas. They're not separated, so they know the roads, you know, the problems or what's happening in those areas.
Yeah.
So we depend extremely on them, on actually us fulfilling our mandate.
Yeah. Zolani, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully next time about good things.
Thank you. And I would like to say that with this incident, as you did ask, that what can communities do if they do come across this instance or this incident, is that the JNPD has an internal affairs unit which investigates any misconduct or, let's say, corruption which is done by our officials. And there's a hotline number that they can call. It's a toll-free number. It's a 0800-203-712. I'll repeat that again. It's 0800-203-712. And with this specific incident, you can form or lay a complaint, and they'll investigate the matter.
Thank you so much. That's Zolani Fichler, who's a spokesperson for the JNPD.